welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday. And tonight, a very special guest, Kevin Eubanks. Look at you.
From the Tonight Show, Kevin Eubanks. He's the bald gentleman, the guitar prodigy on the stool.
I used to have hair, and it just dogged me so bad. No, no.
Do you wear a hat every night on the show?
Every night. Just because it's really cold.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I used to catch a lot of colds and stuff.
Like, Leto keeps it cold. I mean, Letterman keeps it cold, too. What is it over at NBC?
I keep it really cold.
Like 50 or something?
It's just so much machinery and stuff in there, you know.
Oh, I see.
It also keeps the jokes fresh throughout the hour. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Man, they get a huge, huge audience. What's the audience? Is it 200 people?
Oh, I didn't know. 450.
450? Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. Wow. Every single night they sell that out, too.
That's crazy.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, go over, and if you want to see the Jay Leno show, I guess, what time do you have to start standing in line?
Probably about 1 or something like that.
1 o'clock?
1 or 2. Better hurry up. The time's running out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Better get over there.
Yeah, you better. And if, or just go stand in line in Fox, right? ABC.
Yeah.
That's where these cats are going.
That's a rumor. Now that's a rumor.
I'm, you know.
Kevin?
That was Tim saying that. Yeah. That was not Kevin. Yeah. Jay, that wasn't me saying anything.
Hey, by the way, Kevin, Tim doesn't believe that there is a black hotline that you can call and find out what's going on in the black community.
I didn't before you.
Okay. You didn't give him the number.
No,
did
I didn't give him the number.
Give him the number.
Yeah, but
I saw him use it.
We should. We should call just one night, Tim. Call and ask any 3 questions you want to ask.
Because the question I had was, I heard that Stevie Wonder's house burned down.
Oh,
I'm a huge fan of Stevie Wonder's, and I felt sad that happened to him.
Right.
And Arsenio goes, I'll get to the bottom of this.
That's black hotline topic right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, you have to wait for a long time to get operated.
Yep.
You know.
What kind of music are they playing on hold over there?
Actually, it's all Rick James all the time.
Well, we're getting new program directors now that Obama's in. We're overhauling everything.
There you go.
He set the record straight. It wasn't really Stevie Wonder's house.
Oh, no.
It wasn't the one Stevie sleeps in every night.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Stevie's name might be on other leases of houses that met to an untimely fire demise.
They don't take Stevie to a different house now, do they?
That'd be very funny. Stevie's personal assistant's living in his mansion. Got Stevie over in that 777 hotel near the Galleria. No, Steve, this is an estate. Trust me. No, it was another house that belonged to Stevie. And I called in 2 minutes. I had that answer and 3 other answers that Tim wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tim was concerned that Marlon Jackson was working at Whole Foods.
I thought that same thing. I was trying to find
that. Didn't somebody say that to you?
Somebody said that to me.
Yeah, yeah, but he's not.
He's not. I feel much better.
But at the same time, it is also a rumor that the Jacksons are going on tour. Only Jermaine is saying that.
They're doing a tour of all Whole Foods.
I'll be singing near the lettuce department in over near the Bird's Eye frozen food stuff with really hard nipples. They're the Jacksons, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw Jermaine the other day at the California Pizza Kitchen with his 2 kids.
Did he have pizza oil on his cheeks?
No, but I tell you, he has very well-behaved kids, man.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are solid kids he's raised.
Well, he's a good guy. He's a very religious man. He spends a lot of time with his children. And, hey, let's get young tonight. What was this? Remember this track?
Let's Get Serious.
Let's Get Serious. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Serious.
Let's All Get right. Serious. Tim, you love Jermaine Jackson.
They should have used this for Serious Radio. Let's Get Serious tonight.
You know?
There you go.
This was when they used to spell it old school way. S-E-R-I-O-U-S.
All right, folks. Every night around 9 o'clock, a little late tonight, we like to do the news with somebody I like to call Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
It's here.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Jesus Christ.
That is so cute.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's my 3-year-old daughter doing that.
Oh,
that's great. And you're so religious, I think that's a good way to start the kids off, you know?
Now I get cooking. cookies?
You get cookies, baby. Aww. All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Little angel face. Well, it was an historical day yesterday when Senator Barack Obama became the president-elect after garnering 349 electoral votes to Senator John McCain's 162.
Yes, my dog! Y'all don't get sick of this in about a month. Every time his name, dog! White House dog! Yes, I smell barbecue on Pennsylvania Avenue! Yeah! My dog!
The win was essentially called a little after 8 p.m. Pacific time, and the celebration came soon after. Many noted celebrities had words of congratulations for the upcoming president, and we have a few of them for you.
Good.
In this first clip, Reverend Jesse Jackson said he couldn't sleep the night before with all the excitement in the air.
That's because somebody pulled his, never mind. Cut his, you know what?
Cashews. And went on to compare this event to Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation.
All right, here we go. Jesse Jackson, everybody.
Did you get much sleep last night?
Not much. I couldn't sleep much the night before. It was almost like 1862, December 31st. You knew the next day the Emancipation Proclamation would be signed, and people couldn't sleep. That was the first watch night service. So in many ways, the night before last was watch night, and last night it was just...
Wait a minute.
Watch not serving.
Wait a minute.
Watch not serving. What the hell?
What's the Reverend saying?
Watch not serving.
What's up? In many ways, night before last was watch night, and last night it was just couldn't sleep.
Oh, there you go. Sorry.
You might want to save this till tomorrow.
You know, it sounds like he was around for that in 1862, but he was, there's no way he could have been.
No. You got to watch Jesse.
Yeah.
I was tired. It was a long night.
I imagine.
You know,
there was a ton of people out there, too. A lot of people in Century City, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was down there. It was cool, man.
What time did you stay until? What time did they close it all down?
They were trying to get everybody out by, like, 3.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. No, and people just wouldn't leave.
Gina, where'd you go last night?
Randy and I were down at the Century Plaza Hotel, where the Democratic headquarters
for
California
was.
Yeah, that's where I was.
You
at.
Were there.
I was looking for you.
We didn't see you. We were there for about 9 hours.
I was there. I closed the place.
Oh, we didn't close the place.
I was like, where's Gina?
I was there. I was standing on my chair getting all
creepy. Kevin, how many hours were you there?
I was there about three hours.
And what, did you dance? What did you do?
No, it wasn't that kind of night, man. It wasn't dancing and partying, you know, what'd in
you,
that way.
Did you enjoy Mary Mary, the gospel group?
I didn't see the groups.
So, Kevin, were you in the champagne room of the celebration? Were you upstairs in the VIP room?
Were you at the Prop 2 party upstairs?
I was just walking around. And the escalators going up and down. I was just kind of checking everything. I was kind of spaced.
Were you alone?
Spaced.
Were you at a hotel on East Century?
No.
Did you get a room there?
I didn't get a room. They were all taken. So I had to, like, wait till, you know. No, I was there. It was cool.
Who were you with, man? Who'd you go with?
I went with some of the people that raised money for the campaign.
Females?
No. These are all people I met at the...
Because, you know, can't nobody raise money like females.
Right. some serious money I met.
I was hanging out with some people,
that's
and they were...
Cool.
And I was just kind of kicked back and enjoying the whole night. It was very... I mean, it had every... People of all races there. It was just a very, very cool vibe. It was really, really... It was really nice.
Hey, now, if Obama, he had like $600 million. If he has any money left over, does everyone get like a little refund?
We about to call the black hotline and get an answer to that.
Can I say something? I called the black hotline about 20 minutes after 12 today, right after lunch, to find out the answer to that.
Is that right?
Obama is going to pay hospitals, medical and stuff for his employees for the whole year.
Wow.
For 1 year following yesterday. So he's doing some stuff with that money that's really cool.
That's pretty cool.
And I wanted to know that, and I wanted to know something about the group troop.
Which question was first, troop?
I asked the troop question first. Where's the lead singer for troop?
Yeah. Hey, but last night the vibe there was pretty cool. Now, Rand, did you bring weed with you last night? Did you smoke weed?
I didn't bring weed, but it smelled like weed in there.
Did you bring a space cake or anything, or any kind of brownie?
I was going to, except I was working and I had to, you know, do...
Yeah, he was on point.
I had to do
he
engineering
around
work
all night.
And it was so crowded in there. For some reason, it was like 60 degrees and it was freezing in there. We were freezing our asses off, and it's not easy for me to freeze my ass off.
Yeah, so Randy may or may not have gone rogue for a minute with the thermometer that controlled the entire ballroom.
I was so pissed because it was so cold, and we had to sit there. We couldn't leave. you know, we couldn't go get blankets or anything. So I ran, I searched the entire floor, I found the air conditioner, and I look around, I don't see anybody.
Blankets. It sounds like you're in a plane crash.
It was like freezing.
The fire department had to come last night.
I saw that.
Why were they there?
They said it was too many people.
Too many people.
So when they let people out for a while, a lot of people just split.
It was like 5,000 people out around the streets there.
A lot of people.
Friends texting me saying, we can't get in. I said, well, where are you? I'm standing right in front of the ballroom downstairs. Like, no, we're on the other side of the street. We can't get across the street to get in the hotel. Yeah.
But people were going nuts. People were, you know, women were flashing.
Like Mardi Gras.
Yeah. It was kind of...
This will be interesting.
Kind of freaky.
Yeah, this will be a new interesting vibe in the White House.
Hey,
yeah.
The news guy last night mentioned that he could smell marijuana at that party when he was covering it.
Right.
And... they never mentioned that, like, for the Clinton parties or the Bush parties. I mean, Bush was smoking dope 3 nights before he was elected and picked up. And that was wrong to mention what y'all was smoking.
Well, for Bush, it was probably smelled more like Kemlon or whatever's in other substances.
Right. By the way, were you smoking last night?
No, I was not.
Oh, okay.
Why? Is that because I sound like Carol Channing on her deathbed tonight? I just have a little cold. A
little bit of an Elizabeth Ashley thing going
on
in
you
your
very
tonsils.
Thank you very much, yeah.
What else? What's going on with that news,
Leave
Gina?
Gina alone.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. That's my baby. Stop. Thank you very much.
She's so fine, she turned my friend against me.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Pro Gina.
Well, you have a baby mama.
Gina's proposition, I voted yes.
Oh, yes on yes. Prop Gina.
What number would that be? What number would Prop Gina
we
be?
We don't even want just stop.
71.
Yeah, it only
I was
went
thinking
up to
it was
12.
Two numbers, but in
it
the 60s.
It only went up to 12.
71.
Yeah, 71.
Why is that?
71.
Why? I don't get it.
Everybody calm down.
Jim Conway,
like
radio family.
Everybody calm down.
He said something more news. I want to hear more news.
He said something horribly tasteless, and then he dumped himself.
Oh, God. You did write for Hallmark at one point, didn't you? Anyway, next, Oprah Winfrey, who also attended the rally in Chicago's Grant Park, said that she's known all along that Obama was someone to watch for.
All right. Oprah on Obama.
Well, you know, I felt something. I felt something, I felt something 4 years ago when I first saw him at the Democratic National Convention. I felt something.
That
really
was Michelle telling you to move. That was Michelle Obama saying, hey, bitch, you better move away from my man.
Step away from my
step
man.
Step off.
Something stirred in me, and I believed in that moment that he was going to run for president. I've been saying it and saying it and saying it and introducing him as somebody who would run for president, and I had told everybody who knew me that if he ever ran, that I would put everything I had at stake to support him, because there's a wonderful Bible passage that says, what does it do to gain the world and lose your soul? And I knew that in this moment in time, in my lifetime,
Jesus
I would have lost
Christ.
A piece of my soul had I not stood up for him.
Jesus
and so
Christ.
I'm happy that I happened to be on the right side of history. But if this had not turned out the way we all wanted it to, it still was the right thing for me to do.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Oprah.
Making that election
she
all
knew.
About Oprah.
Oprah knew.
She knew,
Oprah
man.
Knew.
Yeah. Well, on the other side.
You know,
of
by the way,
no.
Speaking of Oprah, I just today learned what the color purple means. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
that means?
What does that mean?
Do you know what it means? What?
No, you got me on this one, but I can
I
call
know.
A number real quick.
Oh, I bet they'll know.
Does it mean black and gay?
What is the color
what
purple?
What prop was that?
it means the combination of red states and blue states makes purple.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
We're going to have to call the black hotline and check
yeah.
the facts
cross-reference
on that.
That
come
yeah.
on.
Let me get somebody from Harpo on the phone.
CNN fact checker. I didn't know. Right.
Call
is that
Gail.
Fat checker or fact checker? No, that's no. That's a that's an 888 number, okay. Fat checker.
Okay, you're the one that's going to lose the Oprah booking on the Tonight Show.
Oh,
so
yes.
You better let Gina do the news.
No, no. I love Oprah.
Yeah,
love me some Oprah.
Love your dirty jaws, Oprah.
Can we dim the lights a little bit?
I love you and Stedman.
Oh. Is this Oprah?
Oprah,
this is Stevie's house.
I bet every other call to the Black Hotline is about Oprah.
Did Oprah's vagina catch on fire in Stevie's basement?
I want more news. I want to hear Gina.
Gina. Let's go.
Well, on the other side of the political spectrum, current Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice took a moment before flying back to the Middle East to congratulate Barack Obama.
All right, here's Condoleezza Rice, everybody.
As an African American, I'm especially proud because this is a country that's been through a long journey in terms of overcoming wounds and making race not the factor in our lives.
There you go. Condi Rice.
Condi. Good woman.
Right. Everybody's African American now.
Yeah, you notice that?
Check that out.
You notice that?
Jay came over and said, I had some African American.
Colin Powell's the only one in the Republicans that came out and supported him. Yeah. And now that he wins, everyone's like, it's my brother. Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, Condoleezza want to give Wesley Snipes some.
she ain't gave nobody nothing but Bush for the last 15
free Wesley,
years.
Free Wesley.
She's like, Kanye West can get some of this.
Everybody's
how convenient.
Alright, what else going on there?
Even
Gina?
President George W. Bush spoke about how far we've come in electing Barack Obama as the 44th president.
Alright.
No,
George Bush, man.
This moment is especially uplifting for a generation of Americans who witnessed the struggle for civil rights with their own eyes. And four decades later, see a dream fulfilled.
There you go. George Bush, man.
A dream fulfilled coming out of the mouth of Judge.
There you go.
You know what? Talk about a dream. Nobody's mentioning how much he should be blamed for this. If there is a guy in a bed sheet someplace burning a cross in the backwoods of West Virginia, be mad at your boy. Because he's the man that messed it up so bad that even racists said, I'm voting for Barack.
That's the only thing Bush has done that makes any sense.
Yes.
You know.
And by the way,
how are you feeling over there, Timmy?
You guys can keep going on, but when you think about this,
he can't even get it out. He's just so anxious.
No, since 9/11, there has not been an attack on this country. And Bush never gets any effing credit for that whatsoever.
He was sitting there with a sword and
the CIA, the FBI, and the way that they've controlled them, you know, the terrorists throughout the world, he gets no credit from any of you clowns.
You know what? I thought about that a lot over the weekend. I thought, okay, is this the weekend that my apartment gets incinerated because I'm right next to downtown? And it was quiet everywhere.
Yes.
And that is a beautiful thing, and we really do need to appreciate that, because I was like, well, I guess it's 50-50. I mean, either
nobody complained about the economy when they bought a house in 2003 worth $500,000, and then a month later it was worth $550,000.
As one of the Wednesday resident clowns, can I just add one thing? No, but you know what? I always try to find the glass half full and find some commonality with Mr. Conway. You know what? Who has done more for the black man and woman's image in America than George Bush? I mean, we as black people don't give Condoleezza Rice as much attention as we should. By the way, Colin Powell, who was brought in by his father and W. I mean, think of some of the great black images that exist because George Bush put him down. You got to give him credit for that.
Look at the time. We got to go.
I think I'm on my way out of here. Did George Bush put the Condoleezza Rice down?
Well, I just think that if it wasn't his dad kind of sent them to help W, you know.
Who's dad?
And Colin. You know, Bush Sr. sent all his boys to help.
Tim, if I can whip out my Arsenio to English dictionary, I think when he says down, I think he means utilize their skills.
Have you ever been working together for a few weeks?
It seemed like you thought that was maybe
a bad
thing.
But here's something you guys all have to agree on. that there's never been a president in the history of the United States who's done more for Africa than George Bush.
What?
I mean, as far as AIDS goes, there's never been a president who has given more support and more money to Africa. That is true. That's a true statement. Now, see, a lot of you don't know that because it's not ever reported in the news.
Well, that's because George Bush, he does so much wonderful things. Just, you know, he doesn't want to take credit for it because he's such a humble man.
Yeah,
so he's but really trying to help folks.
All right. Please, let's press on.
And by the way, thank you, Gina, because I forgot that putting someone down means something totally different at Birmingham
in
our High.
And you guys have been working together long enough to understand that. You're going to have to take the test in a minute.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
the vocabulary.
You know, this is going to happen all through Obama's presidency.
Oh, no.
You know, something's going to happen in Obama's presidency. And they're going to be like, oh, well, it's George Bush's fault, of course.
Well, I'm glad we understand
that. 2 years into it. It'll be like, well, look at what happened to the economy. Oh, it's George Bush's fault.
Well, 8 years of destroying this thing, don't you think it'd take a little bit longer to get it back?
What's the limit? Is it 4 years on it? Is it eight more years?
Let's just see how long we can get. I mean, it's still 43-1 now. 43 presidents in one.
I was thanking your boy for bringing some great black people into the mix.
I just didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, I was trying to help.
See, that's how hard it is to find something good about Bush. Even when you start saying it, it confuses people.
Well,
if
I can just also jump on the other side here, Tim. This is the first president out of 44 presidents that I've ever had impure thoughts about. So I'm pretty excited about
that. I don't think it's sort of a coincidence here, but Hank Aaron was number 44 too, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Wasn't he?
Yes. O. Henry.
No.
Number 44.
O. Henry.
You know where that came from.
I wonder if there'd be an Obama chocolate bar, like the O. Henry. Or, was O. Henry named after him?
I think we already have an Obama chocolate bar. We call it Michelle. Thank you.
Good night.
Smitty.
All right. What else going on in the news?
Well, some politicians were not quite as pleased with this choice for the presidency. In this clip, Green Party candidate Ralph Nader educates Shepard Smith about the various kinds of uncles that Obama might turn into. Very classy conversation.
Uh-oh. Yes. Ralph Nader is a huge a-hole.
Yeah.
To put it very simply, he is our first African-American president, or he will be, and we wish him well. But his choice, basically, is whether he's going to be Uncle Sam for the people of this country or Uncle Tom for the giant corporation.
You know what I hate?
Didn't take long.
I hate when you get a white man with nappy hair who think he can speak for us. Ralph Nader, take your fake-ass afro back to the hole that your independent ass crawled out of.
He's so cross-eyed. I think he can actually read two books at once.
Oprah loves him because he's in the book club twice this week.
Well, Oprah knew. She saw it.
But how disgraceful is that? I mean, on the eve or the morning after his election, that he calls him Uncle Tom.
He's so annoying. Gina hates him.
I do. Mm. He gives the Green Party.
That's like
a bad
you know, like Harry Belafonte calling Colin Powell, you know, the N-word. I mean, it's just there's no room for that.
Yeah. Well, there was. He didn't just say he's an N-word, but I'm with you.
They did though. He called him a house. N-word. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have to shorten the N-word thing. That's too long to say what we want to say. We have to get something else that they call, you know, N. Just say N or something. We got to come up with something. The N-word.
You called him N.
Called him N. Just say N. We all, you know.
In Swahili, the N-word is pronounced like this. So if you all can do that all with it.
Well, you're really good at that.
In Swahili, that's the N-word.
See what happens? Come president one day, changing the language around.
My mother, when I was little, she said, hey! You better bring your ass in here.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, meanwhile, Senator John McCain gave a very dignified concession speech before a crowd of supporters at an Arizona hotel. In this clip, Senator McCain thanks Governor Palin for all of her hard work throughout the campaign.
All right, here we go.
I am also, of course, very thankful to Governor Sarah Palin, one of the best campaigners I've ever seen. Campaigners I have ever seen, and an impressive new voice in our party for reform and the principles that have always been our greatest strength. Her husband Todd and their five beautiful children for their tireless dedication to our cause and the courage and grace they showed in the rough and tumble of a presidential campaign.
What got you crazy? The retarded kid? What makes you so crazy?
Hey, I'm not going to put up with y'all talking about that kid. And don't change the number to four.
You know, Pamela, she should just have a TV show.
She will.
Get a TV show and just let her be a TV
Sarah
star.
Sarah with an exclamation point.
I think that's what's going to happen.
That's it. I mean, like, as far as, like, running, like, Rodney Dangerfield used to say, you know, you black guys can run. You shouldn't run for anything. You should just run. That's kind of... And but Sarah Palin, you know, she's popular. She does all that and everything. She's got the clothes, and now everybody's trying to, you know... I mean, escorts, so I hear, are dressing up like...
That naughty librarian,
you know,
Sarah Palin.
The whole thing, you know. And,
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love the Amy Poehler joke about her being the white Oprah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
the white Oprah?
Yeah, I think...
Wow.
I think
Kevin's head's going to explode.
I think Tina Fey and Amy wrote a joke for SNL where Tina actually says something about, I either want to be run in 2012 or be the white Oprah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Rodney Dangerfield's my favorite line I ever heard him say was, hey, comedy's in my blood. I just wish it was in my act.
Good joke.
Funny guy. All right, we got to take a break here. Then we'll come back with more news with Gina Grad, everybody. Kevin Eubanks is with us. Arsenio Hall. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. Kevin Eubanks joins us. Mm-hmm. And we're doing news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Gina,
look at that.
Gina.
What else is going on with that news, Gina?
Yes, on Proposition G. Not too far after McCain gave his little speech, Governor Sarah Palin spoke out to the press and gave a heartfelt apology if she did anything to hurt the McCain campaign.
How long is this speech?
Here we go.
It's concise.
All right.
I can't wait to get back to work for the people of Alaska. If I cost John McCain even one vote, I am sorry about that, because John McCain, I believe, is the American hero.
There you go.
The reason I owe you $100 is because of her. She blew this whole thing for your boy. You know who he should have taken? The governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal.
Right.
He took the right person.
He's a
great
me.
Choice.
For me.
Yeah. She had there's two of them. She had both of them.
And she's fine, though. She's fine. I saw her on TV today. She had these tight black pants on, and I could see her camel toe from my house in Cleveland.
Is that right?
Well,
some pictures, she kind of look all right from the side. But, you know, then when I don't know, man.
I loved how Obama last night, when Clinton won, they came on stage with Al Gore and Mrs. Gore. And last night, Obama came out and said, I'm not taking a chance of bringing this guy.
Old loose lips over there. Yeah.
Joe Biden out here, man.
When are we going to take him off the Xanax drip? The last three weeks, probably, we had to keep his ass under cover.
Probably January 21st.
Cool.
We're going to be attacked. Yes. You got my word on it. We're going to be attacked.
They're going to wear this young brother out.
I don't know Obama how said, he got elected with somebody that? Like me next to him.
Wait, there's a moment when we all sounded like The View. Let's do that again.
Yeah. Do you remember also where
Everybody,
Joe
talk,
Biden...
Talk, talk. Everybody, come on.
When Joe Biden actually said that Hillary Clinton was a better choice than him, than himself.
Yeah.
Very humble.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Obama had to have been kicking himself in the ass for
part of my reason for thinking that McCain would win was partially because of Palin and partially because of the things Biden kept saying. I was like,
I didn't know when to shut up.
But, but Obama was very gracious how he handled him, when Biden said that about Clinton. He's like, Joe, that's something that's so endearing about him is that crazy self-deprecating humor, and he always covered for him.
He had a funny term of flourishes of some type.
Right.
Yeah
but we got to understand that Gina is gay for Obama, so we got to keep that
Obama.
In mind.
Yes, yeah. I am gay for Obama,
she's
Kevin.
Gay for
thank
Obama.
You.
I mean, when Obama introduced Joe Biden to America as the vice presidential candidate, he called him Barack America.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy couldn't get his name straight.
From the beginning, he was annoying.
Jesus Christ.
But we need him because we need, like, we, like all the brothers are in the White House making decisions now.
No.
We need him because we need his foreign policy experience.
His wife is very cute. She kind of has a Cindy McCain thing going on.
She really does.
I think he could have done it on his own. Pick nobody as vice president.
Yeah.
Tim, let me ask you this question. Do you think Barack married too soon? What do you think?
Well, I think he's not divorcing too soon if he's still married to her. But he should divorce her today or tomorrow.
Imagine the punani that this brother could bring to
where
the
White House. Well, you know what?
She's a pain in the ass. I mean, she's, you know, constantly on him for smoking. And if that's public, can you imagine what it's like in his house?
And God forbid he doesn't call her his best friend every time he's asked about his friends.
But Gina,
whoa. We were just getting ready to dog Palin. Now we shift to dogging Michelle.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We have Palin in our sights.
Kevin?
Shoot the moose or shoot Palin?
Kevin?
No, there's Michelle over there. She's a big no-dressing target. Let's hit her. Wait a minute. Let's get back to the subject.
Flip the script just for a second. Tim, because you know how she is, and we all kind of assume that she's that way, imagine how good the sex is. The fact that they have been together, it must say something about her in the bedroom, man.
I don't know.
He's putting up with that.
Y'all talking about the first lady like that?
I gotta get used to it. She was a second lady yesterday. I gotta get used to this.
You know that chick that was that did the video for Obama, the Obama girl?
The brunette.
She was there last night.
Yeah, but don't you think that he thinks of her sometimes while he's hitting it with Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hell, yeah. I think of her. No, actually, I think of Gina.
Kevin.
Hey, you know. Gina is looking hot tonight. She came out to get me. I was out front just waiting to come in. And I was like, oh, Gina's coming tonight. When she came out, I said, let's just get in the car and go, Gina.
You didn't even ask. You should have said something. I didn't catch that vibe from you right away.
She does look good.
She looks good tonight.
Thank you.
But by the way, I think Jay Leno would look good in that skirt. I mean, look at that skirt.
Don't say that. You just spoiled the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Jay Kevin, in the skirt.
Now he thinks of Jay.
Kevin, I know you're really into this. Gina has recently bought a pair of 6-inch heels.
Ooh. Oh, they're in the car.
Go get them.
Yeah, you know that, Tim.
Oh, I didn't know your stripper shoes you carry with you.
Well, looking out.
Of course I do. You never know.
Listen to this. Kevin Eubanks is with us, also Senior Hall. Watch how unoffended she is by this, because it's the truth.
Okay.
Those are your stripper shoes.
Yes.
And
yes, they are.
You use those shoes when you're working on the pole and stripping.
Yes.
Yeah, you take stripping classes?
I have.
You have?
Why are you holding
your hands like you're like a nun now or something? Like, you know?
Yeah, like I'm being interrogated.
Ain't nothing nun about her, okay?
Oh, okay.
She's in that S factor.
No, I got to see the shoes now, at least one.
I'll get them during break.
All right. What else going on in the news?
Let's do it real fast. Well, in the news, we got to...
Oh, is that how that works?
Break time!
Is that how that goes down, Kevin?
That's the news.
Now, let's just get into it.
Okay.
And then once we get in there, we do a slow motion.
Oh.
Ooh.
What else is going on with that news there, Jim?
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. President-elect Barack Obama also gave a very moving speech last night from Grant Park in Chicago, which included many thank yous to his staff, his family, and, of course, all of his supporters. But Obama took special concern to speak directly to those who did not vote for him during this election. In this clip, Obama reassures people who voted for McCain that they
I voted for Obama.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Well, that's a long story. That they will be listened to during his presidency.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
And while the Democratic Party has won a great victory tonight, we do so with a measure of humility and determination to heal the divides that have held back our progress. As Lincoln said to a nation far more divided than ours, we are not enemies, but friends. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. And to those Americans whose support I have yet to earn, I may not have won your vote tonight.
That's a good line.
But I hear your voices. I need your help. And I will be your president, too.
Wow. Yes, sir.
That was a great line. Amen.
There you go.
He must have those Letterman writers. Good material.
Obama's gonna change it. Obama's gonna lead.
Yes, we can. Yes, we
this week.
We're gonna change this week.
All right, the Kumbaya stuff. All right, okay, all right.
Yes, Lord.
Obama's gonna change the world.
Right on.
Can we get the shoes now?
Bring in the jazz flute.
Can we get the shoes now?
I don't dance to this.
There's one kid not singing like everybody else.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, step in line.
Descent in that choir.
Get in line and sing like the rest of these kids. Get that kid out of here.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that's good. All right, I can't listen to this song anymore. It's kids
now
out there.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, you get cookies, baby. All right, what else is going on in that news, Gina?
Well, American Idol judge Simon Cowell recently split from girlfriend of 6 years, Terry Seymour.
Uh-oh.
But the thing that made this breakup different from most was that the British celebrity gave Seymour $9 million as a parting gift.
Whoa.
Yeah, somebody cashed in. Sources say that the gift was split up into $5 million cash and another $4.6 million to buy a house in L.A. The couple apparently broke up over issues of babies. Cowell didn't want any, and Seymour did. Simon, who is reported to be in a great deal of pain right now, has said that he has officially sworn off women for the time
being. But who's in pain?
Simon Cowell.
Oh,
I think Simon is...
Simon Cowell.
Oh, okay. Wait, how much pain can he be in?
Well, $9 million worth.
Is that the kind of pain, or is he sad?
Well,
he's sad.
He said he's a little sad.
He's sad because Proposition 8 didn't go. That's what he's sad about. The babies, are you kidding?
He did say he was swearing off the ladies for a while.
Yeah, but why?
Kevin, what's the most amount of money you've given a woman in parting?
In cash?
It'll be tonight, 11 o'clock.
I'll let you know tomorrow. That gas is about to be shut off.
Gina's rent's only $600 a month.
Yeah. Can you float me alone?
Wow. You get that before the first commercial break.
I've seen him spend that in 30 minutes at Spearmint Rhino.
Oh.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but
that's
it happened.
That's when I have my real name, Malik Habaz.
Oh, yes, yes.
But
yes,
now
yes.
I changed it to Kevin just because Jay wouldn't let me on the show unless I changed my name to Kevin.
He used to sell bean pies in Chicago.
And as soon as I saw Barack, I knew.
True that. Oprah.
All right, Gina, what else is going on with over there?
Well, new studies find that children who live with adult smokers are more likely to be underfed and undernourished than kids of non-smokers.
Usually it makes you hungry.
Yeah. So kids whose parents smoke
are
skinnier than other kids?
Malnourished.
Jesus Christ.
I love that.
The same is true for adult members of smoking households, but children feel the most impact. Looking at data on 8,000 households, researchers found that 15% of adults and 11% of children reported food insecurity within the past year, with 6% of adults and 1% of children experiencing severe food insecurity. This meant that they went to bed hungry because there wasn't enough food in the home from their smoking parents.
Back when I started
what
stand-up.
What kind of connection is that?
They're spending the money on smokes.
I smoke cigarettes so I can't buy you a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we ever got a real answer on this, but can you or can you not buy cigarettes with WIC checks and food stamps?
I don't think you can.
Because somebody, I think, called in the other night and said you can, but I don't see why you would.
Let's put it like this. Maybe it's changed, but I was on food stamps in my senior year at Kent State. And I remember trying to buy some Swisher Sweets.
And they said no?
They said no.
Well, that wasn't because they were cigars. That's just because they're not classy. Swisher Sweets.
Excuse me.
Hey, don't forget what happened to last chick who started insulting this guy.
I don't know.
I
love you, and she was a whore. Okay? That's the difference.
Wow.
She was a dirty whore.
Oh.
A dirty whore.
She was
can't
a dirty
just be a whore.
She was a dirty whore, Kevin. Whore. Believe
Hey-o.
Me. And she tried. And she tried, you know, to go one step over the line. Uh-huh. I let dirty whores step over.
Arsenio let two of them go. The third one, he punched her in the face.
didn't he tell me about that?
Oh, man.
Where you been, man?
I'll tell you off the air. It's pretty good. All right. What else?
You know the Roy Jones song? Y'all must have forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Bitch
right.
forgot what I do.
Oh,
she
my
forgot
Lord.
What I do.
Uh-oh.
You know, she let this Wednesday night ass mess with her head.
This wasn't the deaf one, was it?
No. I was in love with her. She got $6 million to leave my house. That's how much I love her.
See,
what's the biggest check you've written, Arsenio?
Wow.
To get her out.
Just to make somebody go? You know what?
That means it was a lot. He's like, do I say the truth or do I just let it go?
You know, for every second he stalls, that's another zero.
And can I tell you something? If you truly have done this, you've been told that you can't talk about it.
Oh, really?
In a public forum.
Whoa.
That must be a lot.
Was it higher than a half mil?
Yeah. But I was wrong, man. I didn't know how old she was.
Whoa.
And that's how
oh,
to, you know.
God.
Whoa.
And ended up just being a
how
nightmare.
How many hefty Jesus bags did that
Christ,
take?
Man. And is it the same year that guy stole your motorcycle?
Oh, you remember everything. Yeah. Don't you?
You rode a motorcycle?
Yes. Jay, your boss taught me to ride a motorcycle when I first moved to L.A. We used to go to the Comedy Store and Improv on our motorcycles. And Tim remembers a story about a brother borrowing my motorcycle and never bringing it back.
You fell for that one?
Tim don't. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'll be right back.
That's what Tim said.
You my man.
Tim said, I'm white and I'm not falling for that one.
I'll be right back.
Oh my God.
You're my man.
Hey, love that bit. That thing's make you say, bit. I'll be back.
I didn't bite on the motors. Jay been trying forever. I was like, add two more wheels, man, and count me in. But
taught me how to ride. And that's the hard awesome. Part about learning to ride a motorcycle is you have to get on the back. You know, you can't ride beside the guy that's teaching you. You got to.
Right.
So instead of.
And you
close.
Never know how to hold him.
Well, that's the problem. Because you got to hold something. And right.
Do you always
wanna
default to the back of the jeans? Like, just hold on to those belt loops?
Or that thing, the bars behind you.
Dude, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, because you look
no
even more gay then when you're sitting like,
hey!
Yeah, exactly. That's the noise you make automatically. So it was real hard to learn to ride a bike. You
go through it.
I heard after about 6 years you picked it up, though. Get on that bike with Jay.
Very, very funny, too.
Hey, Timmy, the first time I learned how to ride a motorcycle, I was behind my dad while he was on his Yamaha, and he told me to hold on to his shoulders, and when he started going really fast, he started holding on to his neck. I started choking him because I was so afraid how fast he was going.
Jesus Christ.
I was like 8 years old.
Do you know I've been dropped on a bike 3 times?
Ooh.
What? Yeah.
Dropped three on times. A bike?
That sounds intentional.
By 2 different people.
Wow.
Yeah, by accident.
Is that right?
Yeah. Went down.
Just laid it down, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think my headset might be up to loud.
I'm pretty sure I'm bionic.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Jim?
Well, new studies show, and this one hits very close to home, that many motorists use their cars as mobile closets, with men almost as likely as women to store shoes and clothes in their trunks. Hmm. One woman was reported as having built up clutter in her car over 2 years, with items including tea kettles, a sandwich maker,
six-inch heels,
two Greco-Roman wrestlers, and two vacuum cleaners. Another car owner had unopened Christmas presents from 2 years earlier.
Wow. He's a thief.
The British Department for Transport survey showed that 10% of those polled could not remember the last time they cleared the clutter from their car. Main reasons for women having a clear out were to do a little spring cleaning on their vehicle, while men were motivated by saving money by reducing their fuel consumption through lighter loads. Other items found in trunks of cars included a 13-foot trampoline, hundreds of bags of mints,
and former wide receiver Ray Carruth.
And a stag's skull complete with antlers.
You know what? When your car, when you know your car really needs like a wash, or at least you got to clean it out, is, and I've had this happen to me before, it's pretty embarrassing. When you're driving along, all of a sudden you go, why do I have ants on me?
Oh, God.
Has that ever happened to you?
Not in this lifetime.
I am so thrilled to say that's never happened to me.
That's ever happened to you, Kevin?
No, but never I do keep ants? A lot of stuff. I keep jackets and stuff, swimming stuff in the car because I like to swim a lot. So wherever, I do keep some things in the car, but not food and stuff like that.
Hey, Kevin, have you ever gone online and looked at Gina's apartment?
Arsenio,
okay, I'm sorry.
Shut
okay,
up.
Okay, moving on.
I can see your apartment.
No, you cannot.
Go on YouTube, search on Gina Grad.
How dare you ruin my chances with Kevin Grad? Because you know he's not coming back after he sees that.
It's also on myspace.com/Conway Show.
Randy, I'll hunt you down.
See, I've been going, I got to come back here a little more often.
Yes, you do.
You got apartments, heels, and this and that.
She also has four more of those skirts.
Hey, I do.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think?
I'll do a costume change in the next
break. I'm not making this up.
How'd you know? That was weird.
Who knows?
Wow.
Man, all right. Where have I been? This show is getting
unreal.
I need to come back more.
Yes, every night.
That's pretty cool.
What time are you done with the Tonight Show every night?
How about Thursday?
You're about to commit to something. I'd say 8:02.
He tilts his head to the side. What time are you?
You come in every night.
Hey, Kevin, what are you doing in 09 on Wednesdays?
I'm writing Barack Obama's theme song. Hey, what do you all think, like, when, you know, all the white kids out in the suburbs, you know, they start to get names like Barack?
Oh,
because you know
it's
going to happen.
Absolutely.
Well, you know that Obama in...
Hussein might be a...
We might leave that one out, you know.
Doesn't Obama in Kenyan... I don't know if it's... You speak Kenyan, but... Well, if that's what you call it, I don't know.
Hey, by the way...
Oh. I think that's a little farther south.
That's not right. That's not right. That's not right.
Obama means greatness. Apparently.
It does now.
And I was listening on Nerd PR that there was a huge stampede through Kenya. People were laying mango branches on Barack Obama Sr.'s gravesite. And I can't say it in Kenyan, but the way they said it was something that Barack Obama, you have sired a king over and over and over again for about 12 hours.
That's
big party, yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's different than the way we do it here.
No mango branches?
We take flowers from that one and move it over here. I'm in a hurry.
Oh, this is a classy move. Kevin, thanks, everybody.
That's Kevin, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all been tempted to do that. He's got nice flowers
over
there.
He's got birds of paradise.
The game is coming on soon.
Yeah. And he's been dead a long time. Now, here's, you want to double or nothing on inauguration, whether he uses his middle name or not?
Mm.
Sometimes they don't.
I don't think we're going to get a middle name in this one.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I see a bet coming on.
I know.
Tim's hoping.
Hussein. Or, you know, maybe we can do it now. Now he'll prove.
It's a little more mainstream.
Let's let it go.
I don't know if you've noticed this big movement on Facebook, because I know y'all are really involved in Facebook.
Oh, yes.
But the majority...
Well, now he's president, doesn't matter if they use it or not.
Well, the majority of people on Facebook all have Hussein as their middle name now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I think it's becoming more mainstream, just to support Barack.
Do you have a page, Tim?
On MySpace?
Yeah.
I took my name on MySpace and Facebook just because I didn't want some other idiot to do it.
Yeah.
But I never respond to anybody.
Yeah. You have to use it as a bookmark.
Yeah.
Nobody else takes it.
Two or three times a day, I get a somebody wants to be friends on Facebook, and I don't know what to do with that, so I just delete it.
Yeah. That's me, Tim.
And by the way, he's just
I never get an answer. What's up, man?
I don't have to do it. He's just trying to talk to you and get Gina's number.
Yeah. Oh, unfortunately, apparently I'm very reachable from what I've heard.
Nice. I don't even use my middle name, so Hussein is out. Nobody wants to hear that your name
is your
Tyrone.
What is your middle name?
Tyrone. Yeah, that's it.
You Kevin Tyrone Eubank?
Yeah, that's it. You know.
Ironically, Arsenio in Greek means Leroy.
I'm going to change it.
We got to take Hussein now. All right, you're done with the news there, Gina?
That's what's happening.
Gina's leaving.
All right,
she's got a costume
with Gina
change
Grad,
coming up.
She's got the news with Gina Grad.
We're
doing the Gina
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words. All right, Gina Grad in the news, everybody.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a small break. Kevin Eubanks is with us. Always nice to see you.
What's up, Tim?
And Arsenio Hall is with us. What a night here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.